Hi, I'm Yusuf Zine. My latest TVO Today podcast is on how a Canadian ends up in a Chinese prison and if he's even alive. Listen and subscribe to Extradition. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Help TVO create a better world through the power of learning. Visit TVO.org and make a tax-deductible donation today.
People are exhausted. People just want to be happy in their home, ultimately. And they feel like this big corporation, this landlord, wants them gone.
Tenants across the GTA are engaged in rent strikes due to what they say are unsafe and unfair conditions. Above guideline rent increases are at issue. This means landlords raise rents above Ontario government rates. And although property owners say they're within their legal rights to upgrade the buildings, some long-term tenants may not be able to afford to stay or pay inflated market prices elsewhere. Charlene Henry is co-chair of the York Southwestern Tenant Union, representing residents of 1440 and 1442 Lawrence Avenue West and 33 King Street, where she has lived for 20 years. She and other tenants say the situation they're facing amounts to legal neglect.
So our rent and strike started on June 1st, 2023, and it's still going strong. We're heading into our 11th month on April 1st. Oh my gosh, time has gone by. It means that we have withheld our rent and gave demands to Dream Unlimited, our landlord. Our three demands were to do away with the above guideline increases that were pending, a commitment to no more above guideline rent increases, and rent abatement for the construction that was going on, which at that time was our balconies and windows, which was about 18 months of no balcony, constant jackhammering, and the paint job that they did. So it was a lot of work happening, and even something as simple as us having access to an elevator was very scarce, because one elevator would be on service for the workmen and one would be on service for the maintenance people in the building. So we'd have two elevators in a building with 420 units and about 1,000 people living here, which is insane. So you'd have 200 units started with us on the rent strike on June 1st. There have been hiccups along the way. It hasn't been easy to maintain folks' outlook on what's going to happen. We know there's a legal process going to happen, and some folks have a legal process happening, but Dream Unlimited will say there's no rent strike in this building. The rent strike is still about 150 units in the building, very strong. They're, like, including myself, I haven't paid rent for almost a year. It's sitting in the bank, waiting to be paid. It's not that I don't have it, and we've asked people to save it. We have it. It's we're asking for better living conditions and really something that's affordable and suits the needs of this neighborhood and the folks who live here.
Dream Unlimited sent TVO a statement that reads in part, when Dream acquired 33 King Street, there were three existing above guideline increase applications pending approval. These applications were submitted by the previous building owner for work that was largely completed between 2016 and 2018. The YSW Tenant Union is encouraging residents to withhold their rent and asking them to breach their obligations under the law. They are not acting in the best interest of the residents, and they are risking their ability to continue living in their homes. It is irresponsible and unethical. The Landlord and Tenant Board is the appropriate forum to resolve disputes between landlords and tenants. Saeed Sadiq has lived at 1440 Lawrence Avenue West for the last 5 years. He's an active advocate for tenants in his building.
It's not an individual, it's a collective matter here. So always we believe that we are stronger together. To me, on the rent strike, is, see, I'm a person who obeys the land or the law of the land. I have been paying my rent from 2018 till we started the rent strike. Though I was not here, I used to pay by auto payment and I have not defaulted even one day till now. I used to pay on the first. So a person like that should be treated with respect and what I need to live, right? We are human beings. We need to live in a better way. Here we are living like animals because the condition of the some of the units are so bad, you can't even imagine. And the rents are soaring. The main idea of the landlord is to evict the old people and bring in new people to get more rent. So for me, I will be on this rent strike till it, whatever it takes. First of all, if you see the exterior of the building, the street number is not there. That itself is a violation as per the Canadian postal code law. That's one thing. Second thing is, you could have seen these corridors when you walked out. They are so bad. The carpet is so old. They've never been replaced. The smell in the corridor, there's no exhaust system there. There's no fresh air coming in. That's actually affecting our health. The third thing is, if you see in reality, the bathrooms in some of the apartments are so bad. The bathtubs are broken, and mold, cockroaches, rodents, this is getting on our nerves. And again, the cupboards are broken. Most of the cupboards are not fixed. Our appliances are not fixed properly. They, in spite of repeatedly asking the landlord to do it. And if you see the flooring, this is wooden flooring, and the building is about 30, 40 years old. It's peeling out and coming in our hands. Children are getting hurt because it hurts their legs if this this kind of floor is gonna peel here and there.
Since 2021, we've gone under extensive renovations. We've had our balconies redone, our windows in all of the units replaced, and the building be painted this white, gray, cobblestone-ish, this look. So the building looks completely different. Anyone who Googles our building will see a brown building from years ago. And we feel, as the tenant association, that the renovations are just a look, because when you go into units, it's not the same, especially folks who've been here for 4+ years. They're not getting the same units that new people are coming in, unfortunately. And when there are repairs to be done, feet are dragged to get these repairs done. People, they're not willing to, for me, I've been in my specific unit for 14 years now. And if I were to ask for my new counters, I'd be given a hard time. We know that. We live with it because it's the way the unit is, but it shouldn't be that way. People should, who are longtime good tenants, should be able to get their units renovated. And that's what we have in this building. People who stay here for a long time, they love the community.
Michael Cooper is the chief responsible officer of Dream Unlimited, owner of 33 King Street. He spoke in the House of Commons on November 8th, 2023, about his approach to affordable housing.
Over the last three decades, governments have significantly reduced their investment to create affordable housing. For many years, purpose-built rental housing for the private sector was not a viable investment, and the government wasn't doing it. CMHC projects that 5.8 million homes will be needed by 2030, with a supply gap of 3.5 million housing units. At an estimated $550,000 per unit, it's going to cost $3.2 trillion to fill that gap. I believe that one of the impediments to solving the crisis is a lack of understanding of how much capital is required to actually address it. Since 2019 in Toronto, development charges for two-bedroom apartments have increased by 47%. Hard costs have increased by 45%, and interest rates have increased by 204%. Current uncertain markets make it very difficult to attract risk capital to build new rental housing today. These conditions affect all providers of housing, whether they're not-for-profit, governments, or private. We recognize that this is a shared problem, with each sector having different levers and roles in delivering the solutions to unlock supply across the housing continuum. This will require coordination among all levels of government and throughout all the various sectors. We all live together, and I think that there is so many people who don't feel that they belong. So we're talking now about housing, and I think housing is sort of the hardware that we need people to have respectful housing. So we try to do a lot of things so that people in our communities, people who live in our buildings, plus the people in the surrounding area, feel good. And I think it's one thing that's not focused on as much is that, what does it feel like when you're a resident or you live in an area? And when we do our designs, we really try to focus on what's it going to feel like for the people who are living there, as well as the adjoining areas. So it's really difficult to deal with the soft side and think about what is it that everybody needs. And I think what we're really missing in a lot of this is people have to feel good about their lives. And I think it's all of our shared responsibility to do that.
Dream Unlimited has only owned us since 2021, I believe. We've had different owners along the way, and the renovations started happening, major renovations. So people are frustrated. People don't understand when they're going from a percentage increase of 1% a year, sometimes nothing, to 5, 7, 8%. They don't understand, why is my rent going up this much? So the tenant association, we decided that we were going to educate people on how the system works, how the law is in the landlord's favor, and why we keep getting these increases that are above what you Google and say, what is allowable for the province of Ontario this year? And I feel like that 2018, 2019, 2021 AGIs, which is what we call it because we know it so well, frustrated the heck out of people. We went into a pandemic, we had two. Then Doug Ford went on TV and said no rent increases in 2021, but we had some because above guideline increases were the loophole for it. And we just felt like it's a way of getting around rent control, because we are a rent control building. We're built before 2018, we're built in the 60s. A way for them to charge us more rent, especially to longtime residents like myself, was to give above guideline increases.
Rashid Limbada has resided at 1440 Lawrence Avenue West since the 1980s. During the strike, he's received several eviction notices for withholding rent and asking for repairs to his two-bedroom apartment, where he lives with his wife and four children.
I feel we have to be all together and we have to fight to back all tenants, right? And I know York Southwestern Tenant Union strongly support us, right? And my associate support very us, and I hope we are together fight and back we resolve this matter.
So the Landlord-Tenant Board, when we do our training and we let people know about the process at the Landlord-Tenant Board, be it for anything, you're taking your landlord to court saying that they don't repair your unit, we always say landlord comes first. There's a reason. The landlord usually wins. The landlord comes in with their high-priced lawyer, and a tenant will come in sometimes just on their own. A tenant will come in with maybe some sort of legal assistance or even a tenant union like us just trying to walk them through the process. Right now, we are in a process where people have been served with L1s, which are notice to evict due to arrears in rent. That is pretty serious. And we know it's due to holding back funds for the rent strike. So people need to be educated. A lot of people don't know, unfortunately, what happens at the Landlord-Tenant Board. Because of the tenant union, I've been on many in person at the Landlord-Tenant Board and on many calls on Zoom with folks who just are going in and thinking, if I say this, it'll be okay. It's such a legal process. And as tenants, we don't have enough organizations out there that are supporting tenants. This is why our tenant union started, to support tenants, not only through a legal process, but something as simple as getting a pipe fixed in their unit. Because some people just don't know how to go about it and are afraid. Most tenants that I speak to are afraid of their landlord. The corporation, the person, the mom or pop, they're afraid because they need somewhere to live. They don't want to be homeless. So they'll do whatever it takes to remain where they are.
Starting from October, we have made a lot of progress because I just want to give you a feedback of what the building was. The other building, which is 1442, Canada Post had stopped delivering mail for the last 3 years because the condition was so bad. And then the few people who are vulnerable, who can be, you know, easily attacked by these notices of N5, N4, N15 or whatever from LTV.
Some renters have received eviction notices. These include an N4, a notice to evict due to non-payment of rent or arrears, an N5, a notice for interfering with others, damage or overcrowding, an L1, eviction due to non-payment or arrears. Carmen Codnell was locked out of her home without proper notice. She hadn't received an N4 due to Canada Post refusing to deliver mail to her apartment. In response, the Building Association arranged to occupy the 1440 Lawrence Avenue West Property Management Office until the situation was resolved.
We had a very peaceful sit-in. It was a 72-hour ordeal. It was national news, in fact, in many channels it came. And of course, we wanted to give them a message that, you know, you cannot just tell something and get away with it. So we were in the office till we got the keys. There were about 6 batches of police coming and trying to convince us. And everybody, when they came with force. They were very annoyed. They said, you have to go out or we'll arrest you. But when they heard our case, when we gave them the representation, they understood the police was with us. They said, fine, as far as it is peaceful, we're not going to disturb you. So after 72 hours, the case was heard in LTV. And we won the case and the keys were given back right away.
TVO reached out to Barney River, the owners of 1440, 1442 Lawrence Avenue West, for comment, but they failed to respond.
See, this is already gathering momentum. We had a meeting last month. This is from all the unions, tenant unions across the country. So this is catching momentum and everybody is involving in this. This is the need of the hour and this is the talk of the town now. So what I would say from others is, we have to be together to be stronger. If you're going to not fight this together, you're never going to win this, because these landlords are corporate people and they've got a lot of say because of their wealth and their power.
My message to all tenants, please join together. We have to stronger together and we fight back for our rights. Whatever our rights, we win. If we join together, we win.
The Agenda with Steve Paikin is made possible through generous philanthropic contributions from viewers like you. Thank you for supporting TVO's journalism.